This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And it's Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage, we are going to talk about Facebook. And the reason why it's a little bit more, I guess, punchier is because they recently have a new brand, a company brand. So Facebook started off as a single app about 15 years ago or so.
Well, it did. I have this feeling that we have to move away from the microphone and go, Facebook, with this current rebranding.
That's exactly how it is, because, you know, 15 years later, they own Instagram, they bought it for $1 billion, and then they bought WhatsApp for, you know, some quintillion, trillion, zillion US dollars, and so on and so forth. But they have decided that maybe we need to separate ourselves from all this kind of brands that we have by capitalizing the word Facebook. So you will slowly start to see this in Instagram and also on WhatsApp. At the bottom of the about the app, it's like Instagram by, like you did,
Facebook.
But the weirdest thing is the Facebook app will stay the same.
Yeah,
because this is just a rebranding for the parent company, and part of the response, or the anticipation of that, or the what we think is the reason behind it, are the kind of problems that Facebook as a company has been going through. Mm. But as a lot of the pundits have pointed out, they're actually increasing the visibility of the brand. So, you know, a lot of people didn't realize that Instagram or WhatsApp were part of the Facebook group. Now, Facebook will appear in all capitals. And why all capitals?
Yeah, that's just like shouting. So if we're reading the article, and every single time they mention about this, you know, rebranding Facebook as the, you know, capital Facebook, it just feels like it's shouting at me.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like an assault. I mean, it's weird to look at a logo and say you want to punch your computer screen, but you kind of do. I mean, people made comparisons to things like Vice Media, which is also in all caps, but it's really short.
Or Politico,
yeah.
But you know, Facebook, they're surrounded by issues with data privacy. You know, you want it to feel calm. You want it to, like, you know, be more gentle. They're saying that this is designed with clarity and openness in mind, according to a blog post, with harmonized capital letters. And they use dynamic colors with the logos taking on the color of its environment. And they're calling this the empathetic color palette.
Yeah, I think that's just complete and utter nonsense. For one thing, it's a really strange font. I mean, it's very small.
And spaced out.
So, well, the spaced out, I kind of understand, but it's very skinny. It's a very skinny font. It's very thin. So it doesn't appear to have any weight. Rather than it being an empathetic palette, it just seems as though it's designed to blend into the background and not draw attention to the company, which makes it doubly weird that they've decided to whack it onto all the other products at the same time. None of it really makes a lot of sense.
So Yahoo went the opposite direction. Yahoo went all lower caps in order to just kind of remind people of its existence. So the only thing that really sticks out is the exclamation point. You know, we've seen AOL doing something similar when they're, you know, completely, you know, capital letters of AOL. They went with the capital A and then the O and L, and then they had a full stop. So a lot of people are saying, that's the end of AOL. But on Inc.com, there is a great article that talks about, like, this is the whole reason why Mark Zuckerberg just doesn't get it. Because from a branding perspective, it's actually great. It's a very good example of why your logo isn't actually your brand. Your brand isn't something that you stick on a website or a business card. Your brand is the way people feel about your company, and no logo is going to change that, especially after weeks of bad press and also public embarrassment. And that's the part that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't get.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a very true point. You're not changing your branding, or rather, you're not changing the way that people feel about your brand company, with this as well, especially when, for example, we had the testimony, testimony in Congress in the US a couple of weeks ago, where he just appeared dumbfounded by the questioning from Alexandria Cortez.
AOC,
yeah. That sticks in the public's mind a lot more than an empathetic palette on a capitalized logo.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is, how much did they pay an agency to come up with this? Because, you know, if you want to give me several hundred thousand dollars, I will go and type something out in Microsoft Word. I'll choose a nice font for you. So anyone who wants their logo changing like this, please just drop me an email and I'm happy to charge you ridiculous money for 30 seconds work.
I really don't know. So apparently Facebook seems to think that the people actually separate Facebook as the social network and Facebook as the company, which I don't know where are they getting this information from, because everyone I know just knows Facebook as that company that has stolen your data.
Well, also, I mean, it's how successful has Google been in rebranding as Alphabet? Everyone still calls it
Google.
Yeah. The only people who talk about Alphabet are people who trade the shares on
investors,
the exchanges.
Yeah.
The rest of us... It's just Google.
Anyways, when we come back, we have actually something, speaking of Google, we have something that's even more daft than Facebook's rebranding in all capital words.
Yes.
And we
fold your expectations.
We also have King of Culture, BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. King of Culture. Matt, what do we have?
Well, this is actually really, really simple.
Something useful.
Yeah, we haven't had a King of the Crowd for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just something that is very simple, straightforward. And I can't really understand why it hasn't been done successfully up until this point. So this is a device called the Resnap. It's currently on some of the crowdfunding platforms. And it is a wireless battery. It's a power bank that attaches magnetically to the back of your phone.
Yep.
And because so many phones now have that Qi wireless
charging,
it wireless charges to your phone. So when I saw this pop into my inbox, I was like, well, somebody has to have done this already. And I looked around, and yes, they have, but not actually in portable ways. So the battery packs are either bigger than the phone, so you know you can't strap something bigger than the phone to it, or they come with fiddly adapters, so you have to put something into the power slot and then it attaches magnetically to this. This is just quite simple and quite, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as saying it's elegant. It's like those old-fashioned battery cases where, you know, you still get a bulge on the back of your phone. But it is very, very simple and straightforward. They're not making lots of miraculous claims for it. They're not saying that it's going to change your life. It comes with a wireless charging pad that will allow you to charge the phone and the battery at the same time as well. So it all just seems to work really nicely. And it's not massively expensive either. If you buy the if you go for the double option with the charger, it's around 300 ringgit. If you just want the wireless charger on its own, it's about 150 ringgit, which is, you know, what you'd pay for the higher end.
Do you need a special case
charger
for this?
No, you don't need a case at all. Perfect. I mean, literally, you just, if you've got a case that is metal, then it will just snap to the back of that. If not, then you just put one of those sticker plates on the back of your phone holder, and it just sticks to the back of that, and the charge comes automatically, so you can make calls while it's charging and all that kind of thing, and it uses the usual Qi standard fast charging as well.
I like it. It's called Resnap. You know, because it's basically you know, we've seen power banks with the wireless charge function, but the problem with that is that you got to hold the both of those pieces
that's what
together.
I mean.
So
yeah.
With this, it's just magnet.
It's just simple. Like I said, can't understand why nobody's done it. So like you said, Resnap. If you invest now, it should start shipping in, I think, March next year.
All right. Awesome. Now, earlier on, before the break, we mentioned very briefly about, you know, no one actually talks about Google's parent company, Alphabet, because, you know, that's just how we... But speaking of Google themselves, they have a new device that hopes to be part of like the digital well-being experiment, and it's, you know, digital detox basically, which is a big deal because everyone's addicted to on-screen time. You know, even on your phone, whether it's Android, whether it's Apple, you have notifications, or you could get notifications about how often are you using the phone, the on-time display, the apps, and blah 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 blah. Now, the company's new device involves printing out information that would normally be accessed through a phone. So these are things like, you know, if you download the app, it will give you things like directions, phone numbers, games, and, you know, some other stuff. And you just select what items you want, and then you hit print. And then when it prints out, you just fold the paper into eights, and then it becomes like a small little, you know, one of those. In Malaysia, we call it the Buku 35 or the 555 kind of notebook. It's a very small book, and it's called the paper phone. And it's real. Like, there's a video of it that we'll share on the Facebook page, and it is real.
And it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. No, no, no.
That's the weirdest thing about this. I mean, we talk about startups constantly reinventing buses. Now, Google has reinvented the printing press, a technology that we've only had for 600 years.
So this is hoping to give people an alternative solution to carrying a phone all day by just giving you information that's printed on a piece of paper. So they were interested to see the idea of digital detox. And this is according to Adrian Westaway. He's the director of technology and magic at a design studio called Special Projects in London, which teamed up with Google for this initiative.
Yeah, because I have the title Head of Wizardry and Tea Making.
And according to him, he said that many of the people that they spoke to were terrified of the idea of leaving their phone behind. So this paper phone is the Google's latest attempt to address that criticism that, you know, it's all the tech companies that are actually giving to this addiction, because they're the ones who are creating the phones. They're the ones who are making the apps. They're the ones with all the algorithms are making us more addicted. So they're taking this step to say, hey, you know what? We're trying to help you to detach from your phone. And
this is just such nonsense. I mean, I should point out that the paper phone is not compatible with the Resnap key charger that we mentioned in the previous item.
No, 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 no.
It will make your paper bend. It's confusing two different things. It's the way we use the devices that's the problem, not necessarily the devices themselves. You don't have to not leave home without your phone to not use the apps on the phone. There are lots of other apps that can help you to reduce your app usage. We've talked in the past about things like the Lite phone, which are minimalist phones, or you can just go out and buy a cheap feature phone.
Yeah.
You know, if you really do want to go out without these things, lots of the manufacturers have feature phones still on the market. Mm. They still give you 4G access to the internet. You're not going to want to use it because it's using a keypad. So it's there if you need it, if you need to use Google Maps, if you need to pull up your contacts list, if, heaven forbid, you need to make a phone call.
Yeah.
But you don't go down into that rabbit hole of spending lots of time on social media feeds or whatever, because the devices are not designed to give you a great experience doing that.
So that's the thing. The paper phone can't actually make calls, but it can actually help you to pay bills because they've included a cutout space to fit a contactless credit card that you can actually slip into the phone. But you can't actually make a call. So
I've had this thing called a wallet for quite a long time that enables me to fit my cards in, and I can then walk to a place and pay my bills. Yeah, I don't actually need to glue it to a piece of paper.
Yeah, so there's a difference between feeling anxious and getting sort of like addicted than, say, you know, actually helping the phone making your life easier or, you know, during emergency cases. So I think they're just confused. And they actually did admit that this is kind of like taking, it was heavily inspired by personal diaries and agendas, because that's what it is.
No, really? It's heavily influenced by pieces of paper with writing on.
Yeah, yeah. So just go ahead and buy yourselves a notebook, like the paper notebook, not a notebook laptop notebook, but like a paper notebook.
And apparently you can even get news information also in paper form. There's a thing called a newspaper and magazines.
We're breaking ground here,
but I don't think Google has discovered those yet. So they might file a patent on the idea for a newspaper or a magazine fairly shortly. remotely.
All right. What do we have for GeekTunes?
We have a new artist. This is a singer-songwriter called Sinead O'Brien. She's part of a new movement of artists who are going back to the kind of late 1970s, early 1980s, where there's a lot of kind of spoken word in the song. So bands like The Fall, for example. Yeah. This is her latest track, and it's also a nod to the Chaos and Uncertainty of our MSP episode.
Right.
This is Sinead O'Brien with Limbo.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.